New York City crime continues to rise. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Jumps in the number of rapes, robberies, and grand larcenies leading the way in the January crime numbers.
During what many are calling a time of crisis, New York City saw an increase in every major crime category, with the exception of murder, which fell by 15.2%. However, citywide shootings are up 31% and grand larceny up 58%. Mayor Eric Adams announcing Friday that he is in the process of assembling an anti-gun unit which will work on precision policing.
Fox's Laura Engel. Mayor Adams apologizing after a video surfaced from 2019 in which he used the term cracker to describe some white police officers.
Someone asked me a question using that comment and playing on that word, I responded in that comment. But clearly, it's a comment that should not be used.
In Blacksburg, Virginia, near the campus of Virginia Tech, shots have been fired at a hookah lounge.
According to Blacksburg police, several people have been transported to local hospitals, but at this point, there is no information on the severity of their injuries. The shooting prompted Virginia Tech to send out an alert urging students to shelter in place, but at this point, we do not know if any students are among the victims.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. Police in Aurora, Colorado, suburban Denver, looking for the man who opened fire at a church Friday night, killing a woman and injuring at least two other people. The Johns Hopkins University tally shows the U.S. has now surpassed 900,000 COVID-19 deaths. President Biden reacting.
I know that after almost 2 years, the physical and emotional weight of the pandemic has been incredibly difficult to bear for so many people.
But the president claims the COVID crisis, as he calls it, has been cut in half during the last 3 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The big winter wallop that dumped heavy snow on much of the country's midsection this week has dissipated, but from New York into New England, it's left a glazing of ice in its wake.
It was too slippery to even, I could hardly walk straight. I didn't think it was worth the risk because it was pretty bad.
That man trying to get around in Providence, Rhode Island. Parts of Texas are under a hard freeze warning this morning. A big sigh of relief at the White House Friday when the Labor Department reported a much rosier January jobs number than they'd been expecting.
467,000 jobs added, driving the hiring, gains in leisure and hospitality, and bars and restaurants, showing people are vacationing, drinking, and dining out despite COVID fears. Biden now rounds out his first 12 months in office with a record 6.6 million jobs, the strongest of any president's first year. Wages also climbed 5.7% in January from the previous year, nearly double the pre-pandemic average. But many of those gains have been eroded by rising inflation, the hottest in nearly four decades, pushing up prices for food and energy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The parent company of Facebook announcing new measures in the wake of a virtual sexual assault in its new virtual reality platform.
Meta debuts personal boundary for its virtual reality spaces, Horizon Worlds and Horizon Venues, a feature it says prevents avatars from coming within a set distance of each other, creating more personal space for people and making it easier to avoid unwanted interactions. Meta says the boundary will feel like there's nearly a 4-foot distance between your avatar and others. If someone tries to enter your personal boundary, systems will prevent them. In a blog post, reps call this a powerful example of how VR has the potential to help people interact comfortably. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.